I'm sitting outside in the shade wearing a Mack Weldon t-shirt and Mack Weldon underwear. And I guarantee you that Mack Weldon underwear and t-shirts are better than anything you're wearing right now. Okay, Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. I just gifted my brother, Eric, Professor Eric Rappaport, some new Mack Weldon underwear. The whole thing took 3 minutes. All their products are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, okay, which is very important to any man, obviously, okay? They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it. You can keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked. That is a guarantee. Not only does Mack Weldon's underwear, socks, and shirts look good, but they perform well, and they wash good. Okay, it's good for working out, going to work, or just going out on dates, or just everyday life. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. That's MackWeldon.com, M-A-C-K-W-E-L-D-O-N. Terms and conditions apply, but you save 20% off using the promo code Rappaport. Go to MackWeldon right now. All right, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Coming live and direct, as you can hear, I'm outside. It's the 4th of July. Can't be inside on the 4th of July. You might hear some buzzing. You might hear these fucking dogs next door. You could hear that ambulance. What more can I say? It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Backdoor Man, a.k.a. The White Arsenio Hall. I'm here with my man G Monetti, G Moody. Yes. Last name rhymes with duty. What's really good, G Monetti?
Nothing much, man. Enjoying this July 4th, chilling out. I've seen a lot of NBA movement happen over the last couple of days. So.
Oh yeah, we need to talk about that. We need to talk about that before we get into the NBA movement. And all that stuff. You fancy yourself a chef, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a straight chef, man.
Any barbecuing today?
Yeah, I made some classic hamburgers, man. You know my hamburgers are the best.
I haven't had one of your hamburgers. I know you're. What do you make good?
I have the perfect formula for hamburgers.
What is it? Share it with the people. Don't keep it to yourself.
Ground short ribs make the best hamburgers. So, and you must have a skillet, and the skillet must be scorching hot. 3 minutes each side. Best hamburgers ever.
Okay. Well, we shall see. We shall see. The people would love to have ground hamburgers made by G Monetti at the Platinum Party. We are having a Platinum Party. We'll be announcing the details soon, but it's coming at the top of August in Los Angeles. We're working out the details and all that stuff, but it's going down. We should be announcing it on the next I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. We're prepping for the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast World Tour, July 28th in Minneapolis, Cedar Cultural Center, July 29th at the Turner Hall Ballroom. And July 31st, we end the first leg of the tour, the world tour, in Chicago. You can get tickets and information. Cheap tickets, man. Yo, please come fuck with us. We're doing it big. Me and G Monetti, the 2015 podcast co-host of the year.
For sure.
I am RappaportTour.com. I'm definitely going to be wearing soft-ass I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. We got new t-shirts. The I Don't Fact Check t-shirt. We got the Loaf Walk 2016 t-shirt. And we have the now classic full Iverson t-shirt, which is, it might be my favorite. All Mine t-shirts too. Are at districtlines.com/ I Am Rappaport. It wouldn't be the 4th of July without the hot dog eating contest. It also wouldn't be the 4th of July. Do yourself a favor. DJ Jazzy Jeff, who's obviously famous from being DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and Mick Boogie. Yo, download all 7 of their summertime mixes. They make these summertime mixes every year for the last 7 years, and I love them. And you can get them at SoundCloud or MixCloud or check them out on Twitter. They post it. I have no stake in the game. I'm just a fan. But if you want some nice summertime shit, get all seven versions for the last 7 years. And they this one might be my favorite. But it would not be the 4th of July without the famous Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which takes place every year in Coney Island. I think it's the 70th year this has happened. And the great Joey Jaws Chestnut, he won his championship back eating 70 hot dogs in 10 fucking minutes.
Damn.
I mean, this is a nasty motherfucker. And you know, this is a very American thing. It's a New York event. I believe they show this live on ESPN. The women, the Miko Sudo won the women's portion of the competition. She stuffed her face with 38 and a half francs. Would you ever participate in one of these contests, Mr. Monetti?
No, man. I can't gorge myself like that. Imagine how these guys feel afterwards.
Yeah, I know. They probably feel terrible. Like shit. They probably feel terrible. But it's a part of the American culture. It's fun. It's the 4th of July. And I don't know if you heard about this, but some animal rights activists, they crashed the hot dog eating contest.
Well,
one of these little bastards grabbed the hot dog right out of one of the participants' mouth.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, they were up there and, you know, they snuck in and they I guess this group is called Direct Action Everywhere. It's a grassroots, animal
lovers
network, animal rights network.
Animal rights. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. And they said that this event is a celebration, and it turns into a festival of violence and gore for animals, no other than dogs and cats. First of all, I don't even think hot dog meat is real meat. It's just some nasty shit that if Chestnut, Joey Chestnut, Joey Jaws Chestnut wants to eat 70 dogs, let him be. Why don't you take yourself to the park and eat some grass, okay? You cat motherfucker. Okay, let me tell you something about these animal rights people. How many dogs and cats do you keep in your house? How many goats and pigs do you keep in your house? These people with their vegan and their vegetarianism, and now they're saying the PETA came out with today a carrot dog. So instead of eating hot dogs, they're suggesting have a carrot dog. Why the fuck would I want to have a carrot? A carrot dog isn't a hot dog.
Exactly. Yo, animal rights? I got a right to eat that motherfucker.
Good point.
Animal rights. I got a right to eat if I want. And if you crash a stage, yo, how arrogant is that? People are eating food. It's a contest. Why don't you stay home?
How about I have a right to kick you in your fucking chest when you're interrupting? I've been training for this for months. I'm up there training, you know, eating and getting my stomach in shape and doing all sorts of, you know, fitness stuff to be in this event of stamina and will. And you got the fucking nerve to come up there and interrupt me while I'm on the stage?
And those pigs are, I mean, the animals, they're already dead. They're in the hot dog. Well, what are you going to do? Take back the hot dog and do what?
And what would you do if you were starving on your last breath? You wouldn't have yourself a little ham and cheese sandwich? Huh? Because of... Don't you got something better to do? Don't you got some fireworks to set off? Don't you want to go hang out with Jason Pierre Paul and check on him? It's the 4th of July. Let Joey Chestnut and them do what they do best.
You eat what you eat and let me eat what I eat. I don't fuck with you for eating that, so why are you fucking with me?
Let me do me.
Exactly.
So they all but ruined this year's contest. I feel like this is an asterisk. They have to put an asterisk up for this contest.
Somebody should have beat their ass up there, man.
Yeah, man. If I had trained and this is what you did, it would have been a big problem.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into free agency. So this is not what I would call an actual emergency podcast, but I would say this is an urgency podcast. The truth be told is that me and G Monetti were not going to put out a new podcast today. If you're listening to this in real time, we were not going to do it. I was planning on resting, barbecuing, taking it easy. I know that G Monetti was planning on eating his quote unquote famous hamburgers,
yes,
making some new beats and all that shit. And I woke up. My sources told me that it was happening. Now I have sources in the NBA now, G. I have, just like Chris Broussard, he said, he's got my sources have told me, I have my own sources, Broussard. You're not the only one with fucking sources. I had just woken up, I didn't even have any coffee, and someone told me, one of my sources told me that KD was going to Durant and it's happening momentarily. I have real NBA sources now. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then sure enough, Kevin Durant has decided to leave Oklahoma City and go to the Golden State Warriors. Now, I was sure that Kevin Durant was going to stay in OKC. I was sure, and I was like, why is he wasting people's time? Why is he having these teams fly him around? Why is Tom Brady showing up wearing white jeans and a long sleeve denim shirt to try to woo Kevin Durant? Why is Danny Ainge, who's probably over 50 now, wearing KD sneakers to the meeting? Why is Julian Edelman posting pictures of himself in a potential Boston Celtics jersey? Why? I don't know what Tom Brady thought he was going to do. Like, he thought he was going to... What did he think he was going to do? He was going to woo Kevin Durant to come to the Boston Celtics?
And you think about this. You bring a guy who's going to be suspended for 4 games for cheating to meet me, I would say, yo, why are you bringing this motherfucker?
Why are you bringing this motherfucker? Like, what is he gonna do? Tell me how to, like, what is he gonna do? Like, give me some stickum? Like, tell me how to keep some stickum, like, on the top of my shorts? Like, what kind of shit is he gonna tell me?
Yeah, you bringing Shoeless Joe Jackson to recruit motherfuckers?
Yeah,
this is a cheating guy. Bring fucking who? Cedric Maxwell or somebody.
Yeah, bring Cornbread Maxwell or one of them dudes, ML Carr or somebody. Don't bring me this guy, and Olenek, the other guy on the Celtics. Like, they're gonna, like, ooh, we're gonna tell him what it's like to be in Boston and to be the Patriot way. And listen, I love Boston. I love the fans of Boston. I like to break your fucking balls, because although you guys have won so much lately, you still seem to exemplify an inferiority complex. But don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Bringing Tom Brady's bringing a knife to a fucking gunfight, and it's a dull knife because he probably dulled it. You dumb fuck.
A suspended player coming to recruit.
Yeah, what is he gonna tell me? So that didn't work out for them. Although I wouldn't have minded if he went there, because it would have been, listen, my agenda is take down the Cavaliers. That's agenda number one for me, Michael Rappaport. I'll keep it 100% funky, because I don't believe in super teams. I cannot stand what they did in Miami. Miami was the workings of D-Wade's pimp hand. Or do you think it was D-Wade's pimp hand on LeBron, or do you think it was Pat Riley's pimp hand on Dwayne Wade, and Dwayne Wade was just like the madam all up in the whorehouse? Like, how did that work out? Because this whole friends and family super team, this started with them. It didn't happen with the Celtics.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen with the Lakers. When Gary Payton and Karl Malone came to the Lakers, they were broken down pieces of shit. No, shout out to Gary Payton, one of my favorite players of all time. I love you. And I don't mean by any means to call you a piece of shit, but you were no longer the glove. He looked crazy playing for the Lakers. And Karl Malone wasn't Karl Malone. That was like last leg, you know, trying to jump on the bandwagon shit.
Trying to get a ring.
Yeah, that was trying to get a ring on your last leg. That was just a desperation move. And the Celtics, I don't believe that was a friends and family team either, because these were veterans. They had been in the league, and they made trades and they acquired it. It wasn't like one of these type of things. The Miami Heat are the first ones to do. We all know what the Miami Heat did. We don't need to rehash the past. The reality is that LeBron, as much as I thought I was shut up, as much as I thought that I was done having ammunition, as much as I thought that I had no more in the tank, now I got a lot of mo. I got a whole bunch mo because he did this. He started it, and now it's gonna blow up in his face. He's going to be the one that has to deal with the Golden State Warriors and their friends and family team. He's got to deal with this shit. And let me tell you something. I don't know how that team is going to work. I don't know how. Draymond Green is the fourth option. Is Klay Thompson the third option? I mean, that's a lot of dudes that like the ball, shoot the ball. I mean, they're going to be incredibly fun. Huh?
They all pass. Like, you know, it's not a selfish team. When it's not a selfish team, ain't no options. Everybody's number one.
No, I know, I know. But, you know, dudes like to feel the ball. Listen, I fuck with Golden State. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting. I think, you know, Kevin Durant is probably like, fuck it. You know, Westbrook, I'm done with you. I'm sick and tired of you and your greatness and your craziness. I'm sick and tired of, having, you know, stick up for you and all that stuff because he became like his spokesperson in the playoffs last year. Yeah. It's going to be interesting. How do you think the Oklahoma City Thunder fans are going to respond to Kevin Durant, G. Monetti?
Well, when I was seeing the paper, they started to burn the jerseys and stuff. And I was like, damn, just yesterday, they were like, yo, you know, Kevin Durant's the greatest guy. We glad to have him in our city and all that. So I got to thinking of two people. Ice Cube, when Ice Cube said, here's what they think about you.
Here's what they think about you. Here's what they think about you. That was on Ice Cube's album, right?
Yes.
Or was that? Right. I thought that was NWA's album.
Well, yeah, they was talking about Ice Cube.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Right, so, and John Turturro, when he said in, Jungle Fever, he said, this is what the fans feel about you, KD. You peasy-headed, no do-rag having, tight clothes wearing, fast running, high jumping, 360-degree basketball dunking freak. Take this do-rag and get the fuck out of here.
I think that was in Do the Right Thing.
That's what they think about you, KD.
You think that the Oklahoma City fans are like, fuck this guy?
Yeah, they burning his jersey. Like, what is that? That's terrible, man. That's bad. That's a bad look for the city. I thought this was great, the greatest fans. Burn a fucking guy's jersey?
Nah, now
they're
like,
fuck him.
He gave
y'all mad shine out there. But you see, I call it the OKKKC.
Oh, shit.
That's how you looking out there.
Oh, shit. The OKKKC.
Correctamundo.
Woo! G. Monetti, the 2015 podcast co-host of the year. You threw me for a loop with that one, Mr. Monetti. Fuck, man. What about Mike Conley from the Memphis Grizzlies signed a contract for $130 million. $130 million. And if you're not a basketball fan, you're like, who the fuck is Mike Conley? Mike Conley Jr. Actually, Mike Conley Sr., or just Mike Conley, he was a former Olympic triple jumper. I don't know if you know this. You remember his father? He's a triple jumper. The run?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
The hop run? What is it? It's a skip? What the fuck is a triple jump?
I don't know, but he was fucking fantastic in all that shit.
Like, he would triple jump. I mean... You know what would happen to me in my prime if I ever tried to do a triple jump? We don't fact check at the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I don't know if it's a hop, a skip, and then a jump, or it's like a jump, a skip, and a hop. I don't know what the fuck a triple jump it is, but it's an Olympic sport. Right. And Mike Conley Jr.'s father, I believe, was a gold medalist for the United States of America. But now Mike Conley Jr., who plays for the Memphis Grizzlies, and I believe he averaged like 17 points or 16 points. A good player, but $130 million?
Dang.
For 5 years? Huh?
the best agent of all time.
Yo.
That, whatever his agent is that procured that deal.
Ooh.
Look, he got a marginal player. This motherfucker never made an all-star team, right?
Did he? I think he made. Did he never make an all-star team? He's one of those guys who's always on the fringe. Like, oh, Mike Conley got left off the team. I know he right. might have made one or two, but he's not like a perennial all. He's a good player. Listen, Mike Conley's a good player, but he's coming to the tail end of his. Not the tail end of his career. I don't want to say that. I think he's 29 or 30. But shit, he's sort of injury prone. He's Mike Conley. He's a very right. good player, but he's not right. top five player. He's $130 million for 5 years. Holy Damn. Shit, man.
Damn. I better not see this motherfucking Starbucks either. Working
Why?
Starbucks.
Oh, you mean working there like Vin Baker?
Yeah, hell no.
Shit. Man, $130 million, man. Yo, Mike, you know what? First, I was going to say that Mike Conley was the MVP. Mike Conley, agent, is the MVP. He's yes. the real fucking MVP. I mean,
we got to try to get him on and say, yo, what was you saying in that office?
Yeah, man, I want that guy to represent me, man. Like, if I get in any disputes, I want that fucking guy, Mike Conley's agent. Please find out who he is, and we want to try to get him on the I Am Rapport Stereo. He's got the gift for gab, that dude.
Yes,
holy
hell yeah.
shit. Listen, I say great. I'm happy for these guys who are making money. NFL players are tweeting. They're pissed off.
Yeah.
They should be. NFL's yeah. got the shortest, like, it's like 3.3 years is the average length of an NFL player's career, and they get paid the least, and there's no guaranteed money. I would be pissed off, too.
And they may lose their minds at the end of it, too, so that's even worse.
Lose their minds, yeah. They're not going to know the fucking what day of the week it is.
Yeah, they deserve that money, like that 100 mil, because they're out there banging heads.
Yeah, they're out there banging heads. I don't know. It's great. I mean, listen, if they're paying Mike Conley $130 million, it's because they can. It's not like, the NBA is thriving. We're going to get one of my NBA analysts, one of my experts, on the next podcast to break down the free agency market and why they're making so much money. I mean, there's guys in the NBA this year that I don't even know. $15, $16 million. And I follow the NBA. We know what's going on. Some dude on the Indiana Pacers, Solomon some shit, he's like $16 million bucks or some crazy shit. I never heard of this fucking guy. But God bless them all. Al Horford to the Boston Celtics. The Knicks picked up Courtney Lee and Brandon Jennings, who I like. I have no expectations of any championship, but at least we'll be better. They're calling this team the Ice Bath Boys with Joakim Noah. That's a nickname. You know how they had the Bad Boys?
Right.
They have Showtime. They're calling this team the Ice Bath Boys. And the poster boys are of course, D. Rose and Joakim Noah. But it's better than nothing. It's exciting. Who right now, based on everything you know, Mr. Moody, since you're Mr. They call you co-host Radames,
right?
And your prediction
for a reason.
Yeah, I know. You made the unorthodox pick of picking the Cavaliers to win the championship. That was
okay.
You were the only person who did that. That was great.
Okay.
Who would you say is going to win the championship now, based on what you know right now? Obviously, free agency hasn't even really gotten crazy yet.
Right. I have Golden State, I think, to win it next year with the addition of KD. I think they're going to win it next year.
Well,
the Knicks, I'm predicting Derrick Rose has an outstanding year. The Knicks are way better. The Knicks will get in the playoffs.
Ooh, okay. Obviously, Bizarro Steph Curry had to weigh in on KD coming, and I think that Bizarro Steph Curry is not getting the credit that he deserves for bringing Kevin Durant to the Golden State Warriors. And of course, we have the exclusive with Bizarro Steph Curry, so we're gonna go to that right now.
Yo, first of all, I've been told you this motherfucker was gonna come play with us. How you ain't gonna come play with us after we bust that motherfucking ass three in a row? Cracked his ass real proper. I told him after the game, I said, yo, look, funny looking motherfucker, walking around here looking like a broken toy and shit. I said, Joe, you come out of motherfucking Oakland, we give you like 50 mil. We got a lot of bad bitches out here. Trust me, I'll be in these streets. All right? I put my motherfucking pimp hand down. Trust. You know what I'm saying? So you come out here, we're going to win these motherfucking rings. Shit all over that funny face motherfucker, LeBron James. I don't like him anyway. Motherfucker's like 42 trying to act like he's 33 years old. Motherfucker, we know you 50. Old ass motherfucker. I had my little razor blade in my mouth after game 7. I was going to cut that motherfucker. But then Draymond was like, yo, chill. And I was like, yo, back the fuck up, dick kicking motherfucker. Anyway, yo, look, shit was written. Like Nas, you know what I'm saying? Shit was written. I told that motherfucker after the game, keep that motherfucking crazy ass Pat Benatar dressing ass motherfucker, Russell Westbrook. Let him do what the fuck he want to do. He don't pass you the ball enough anyway, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Coming into the game dressing like Madonna and shit. Singing Lucky Star. What the fuck is you doing, man? Trying to win a chip. You trying to get on the Bachelorette, motherfucker. I said this, motherfucker. Motherfucker come to the game dressing up like he in Metallica, motherfucker. You ain't in Metallica, motherfucker. Anyway, this ain't shit. Hey, yo. Oh, there's motherfucking Ghetto Bird. Hey, yo, man. No. Put that stash away. Anyway, man, look. I could have been told you this motherfucker was coming. This wasn't no motherfucking surprise to me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it does what it does. Oh, motherfucker, I'm about to go to Tanzania on that ass.
All right, so that was Bizarro Steph Curry chiming in on what's going on, how it went down, how the seeds were planted. Obviously, you know, Jerry West is getting all the credit, but I feel like Bizarro Steph Curry, he had his fingerprints over that deal to begin with. You could just feel like that was a Bizarro Steph Curry, like that was just his workings. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It combines springy latex and supportive memory foam to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right amount of sink and just the right amount of bounce. Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. Try Casper for 100 nights risk-free in your own home. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. I sleep on a Casper mattress every single day and night. You can spend up to $1,500 on a king-size mattress. But at Casper, you get a king-size mattress for just $950. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free. Casper offers free delivery and free returns with an 100-night home trial. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything for free. For free. Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting Casper.com, www.casper.com/Rappaport, C-A-S-P-E-R. Use the promo code Rappaport. Save $50. They have pillows. They have sheets. I love my Casper mattress. Go there now. Casper mattress. All right. G Monetti.
What's up?
All right. That's enough with NBA free agency. I'm happy for these players. I know that now I have a lot more to blame LeBron James for. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it alone, okay? Because we're not even full into the free agency swing. But what if, remember last year DeAndre Jordan, he signed with the Mavericks?
Yeah.
And then he said, fuck it, and went back to the Clippers? What if they're, after all this, KD was like, oh, fuck, what did I do? And he pulled out of the deal like DeAndre Jordan did. That would be...
Oh man, that would be childish.
That was the all-time sucker move when DeAndre Jordan did that. And what did he wind up getting? What was the benefit of that? Nothing.
He got bumped out of the playoffs.
Bumped. They did the old R. Kelly. They gave him the old bump and grind. Mister they're chasing this guy around. He can't even fucking make a free throw.
Were.
Yes, he's a great defensive player. Yes, he's a high flyer. I'd love to have him on my team, but what he did last year was crazy. But I fuck with DeAndre Jordan.
But
nonetheless,
think about it. Would you want a guy like that on your team if in the clutch he can't make a free throw? No, I don't want him. All the fly high flying shit, that's cool. But I need you to make a free throw at the end. Sometime I can't take you out of the game.
Right.
He's not as valuable.
No, he literally can't shoot free throws.
Right, like, and I gotta keep, As a coach, I got to keep subbing you in and out and in and out. I don't want you on my team, man.
This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yo, do you know that this show, The Biggest Loser?
Yeah.
There's participants from the show, The Biggest Loser, who are now trying to file a lawsuit with the producers and creators of the show because they're saying that they put them on, you know, yellow Adderall, and this is what they're saying, and there's some pill called Yellow Jackets to help these fat fucks. I don't know what a yellow jacket is. You ever heard of a yellow jacket?
I don't know.
Shit. Well, now these fat fucks that were on the show are complaining after they lost the weight and was on the show and all that stuff. They're complaining now that the producers encouraged them to take these pills to help them lose more weight. They should be happy. You fat fuck. Listen, if you wouldn't stop stuffing your face with Twinkies and chocolate chip cookies 24/7, run a couple of laps and do some push-ups, you fat animal. The producers wouldn't have. They're trying to do a show. You signed on to do the show. Part of the things were you to come on to do the show is that you weren't going to stuff your face with ring dings and I don't know what else. What are the other candies? Salt water toffee, honey bees.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears, all that shit. Quarter waters, all that shit. Okay, you sign the thing. You have to sign a thing to get on the show. It can't just be I'm going to come on the show and see what happens. No, you have to give it your all. If you're not giving it your all, you slob you, then they got to hop you up with a couple of pills. And if it means taking a yellow jacket, then you're going to take the fucking yellow jacket. All right? If it's going to give you a little energy and help promote some weight loss, I'm all for the producers. You can't just go on the show. And now they lost the weight. Some of them put all the weight back on, of course.
Of course.
Of course, you dumpy animals. And so now they're trying to turn on the producers of the show. I say to them, you get a wig of please, okay? You got paid, all right?
Yeah.
You were on the show. You couldn't keep the weight off. That's your fucking problem, huh?
Right. It's a show. And
yeah,
you
which it's not. It's a reality show, and obviously there's going to be winners and losers. And one of your way of being a winner and just a participant is when the cameras are off. You can't stuff your face, okay?
Right.
You can't do it. We had to give you a yellow jacket. You can't double fist Ben and Jerry's all day, every day when you're on The Biggest Loser, a competitive weight losing show.
And you took the yellow jacket.
You took the yellow jackets, and now you're mad at the producers? Sorry, Charlie. Here's another thing with weight loss that I want to do. You know, women and men, but women in particular, And obviously you could say it's the society and all this stuff, the pressure that they feel to be skinny and to look the way they want to look is right. Frightening to me.
Yes.
There's this woman whose diet and whose weight loss is caused by what she does is she puts leeches all up in her ass. That's true. She puts leeches all up in her ass to suck the blood and the toxins out of her. She doesn't exercise. She doesn't do shit. She doesn't even change her diet. She puts leeches, and she's lost all this weight. She swears by it. She's lost up to 100 pounds. Now, let me tell you something. Is there something wrong with running a mile, doing some jumping jacks, and some, you know, some, what is it called, knees, toes, like where you do like some head, you know, knees, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, you know, like head, shoulders, knees and toes. Do some head, shoulders, knees, and toes, you fat fuck. You got leeches? She puts them on her ass, literally. And lets the leeches go to town to suck the blood and all this. Like, what are you doing? And she said it actually raised her sex drive.
Oh, this is a freak.
Right, right.
That's all it is. That's sexual, what she's doing. See, she's trying to front, but she got thousands of leeches and laying on it, and she gets off on that.
Ugh.
That's what that is. She's a freak.
What else is popping up, Mr. Monetti?
you know, I saw this article about some dog was licking, you know, the owner's face, right? And the lady contracted a deadly disease by the dog licking her face. She started having seizures and organ failure and blood poisoning from letting the dog lick her face. So I wanted to tell you, watch out.
Yo, that's a nasty dog, Duke. That you ain't talking about Wheezy, my man.
I'm talking about everybody in general. Watch out, because she didn't think that motherfucker was nasty.
Yeah, well, she needs to give that dog a flea bath, all right? You're not talking about my dog. I let my dog kiss me on the face and all that shit.
Oh,
all
you,
that
you
fly
nasty,
shit.
Man.
Nah. Even you said you're not a dog person. Everybody falls in love with Wheezy. He's that type
of
dude.
He's not coming in my face, man.
No, whoa. Pause. He's not coming in your face. The fuck is he talking about?
I'm saying he's not coming up near my face.
Oh, sorry. Yo, speaking of dogs, just the type, yo, you know, it's the 4th of July. Yo, there's people that are putting tennis balls, they're putting bomb shit in tennis balls.
Damn.
Okay, you need to be careful. Speaking of dogs and safety with dogs, you don't want to let it lick your face. Don't let your dog pick up a random tennis ball, okay? Because 4th of July in Portland, some dude is walking his dog and there's a random tennis ball and he let his dog pick it up and the fucking dog pick it up and got his whole shit blown up. They had to euthanize the dog. So be careful out there, okay? Because it's not just Jason Pierre-Paul who's a victim of shit like this. Can you imagine you're on a walk with your dog and he picks up a tennis ball and you're like, go get it, Fido, and he gets his fucking face blown off? God forbid. Now, my dog is so not that type of dog. Like, I try to do tricks with my dog. He's not fucking with tennis balls. He's not doing anything. He's a bare bones basic kind of dog. I never learned him. I never schooled him on things early in his life, and I'm paying the price now. And he's not even old, so it's not even like, oh, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. I just can't teach this dog any fucking tricks. He doesn't have it in him. But I mean, you got to be careful. And, you know, I woke up this morning also on the 4th of July thinking about Jason Pierre-Paul. Jason Pierre-Paul, if you don't know who he is, he's a defensive tackle. Defensive end for the New York Giants, who last year, 1 year ago, on the 4th of July, blew his fucking hand off. Now he's got sausage fingers. He recovered, made it back into the NFL. Thank God I'm a fan. I'm a New York Giants fan. I've always loved JPP, but he did one of the all-time dumbest fucking things ever. A mistake that he regrets for the rest of his life. But, you know, the 4th of July is a day for celebration. What do you think he woke up thinking about?
Oh, man. He hates the 4th of July now.
He must shudder every time fireworks go off.
Yeah, you see his hands? His hands look like, man, he lost the other fingers completely gone. And the rest of those fucking hands look like some Hulk shit. He looks like a fucking animal, man.
Yo, apparently he was back to normal because he was actually able to barbecue today and use his actual hand as the spatula. And he couldn't feel anything.
That's how it looks. No. Shit.
Apparently, he slaps that fucking thing on the barbecue. He could turn burgers and steaks over. He doesn't feel, he's got no feeling in the fucking thing.
Yo, the way that looks, I would have told the doctor, take it all off. Take every finger. Because look how that shit looks, man.
I know,
It's like he got like four fingers in one. It looks like a club as a finger.
I know, man. It's terrible. Thank God he made it back to the NFL. Thank God it didn't kill him. And thank God he made it back to the NFL. Because what the thing about a decision that can you change the course of your life, man. So,
damn.
JPP, we fuck with you, and we fuck with you hard body. So we're going to break your balls. I'm sure we're not the only ones. God, imagine when the locker room, they must be in his ass. No Bruno all the time. Yo, what do you think about this? You know, Rikers Island, the infamous New York City jail, now they're fighting for, there's a lot of misconduct up there. But let's not be fooled into thinking that the people up at Rikers Island are
guys that have citizens.
Yeah. Now, obviously, guards shouldn't be abusing people. And, You know, right. That speaks for itself. But this seems a little fishy to me. A health clinic worker at Rikers Island was wheeling and dealing with female inmates. Now, we have a friend who works with female inmates at Rikers Island for years. Mm-hmm. We'll leave him nameless. But I would love to. Don't you think he would be great guest on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast?
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, we got to get him, man.
We have a friend who's worked at Rikers Island with the men and the women for years. He's got stories. We just got to, like, he'll have to distort his voice. He won't want to, you know, talk regularly on here.
Right.
We'll just call him, what should we call him? We'll call him, I don't know, our friend for right now. But if we get him on, we got to give him an alias. Even though, you know, they won't see his face, we'll put him in a fake beard. We'll just fuck with him and tell him, we'll put him in a fake beard and, like, some fucked up makeup, like how Eddie Murphy had it and, when he turned white on the Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
But this guy, these guys up there, these women, female prisoners, were exchanging sex for Popeye's chicken, candy, gum, and cigarettes. Okay? And now they're saying that they were raped and this was against their will. Now, I hope these women weren't raped. That's never funny and never okay. But if you're eating Popeye's chicken, candy, gum, getting cigarettes, and maybe, you know, you're freaking off everything. I don't know. This seems a little shady to me. Obviously, yeah. The prison guard, he's a scumbag for doing it. But the women, rape is rape. Never okay, never right in any way, shape, or form. But if he's giving you a bucket of that good Popeye's chicken and, you know, you're freaking off in a broom closet, I need to get an investigation before I side with these, because they're criminals in there. These women in there are criminals.
Yeah, this is a trade-off.
Yeah, this seems like a fair trade-off. Like, maybe you give me a little brain and I give you a bucket of chicken. I don't know. So I can't decide whose side I'm on here. There's going to be a full investigation. But what do you think about this, Monet? You grew up, you've known some nefarious people, and you've known some slippery figures in the crime world. What do you think?
I think that's a fair trade off. I wouldn't have a problem with it if the adults are consensual. It's in jail. Well, these are not, like you said. It's a fair trade-off. This is a non-story for me if I'm the warden. I'm like, listen, man, that's what happens up in here sometime.
Yeah, right. Everybody's making out on that one. It's like, you know, I get a little brain, you get a little, I understand. I get what you're saying. Yeah, if the women were abused, then I'm all for the women and I'm on their side. But, you know, these women are in there. You know, you're not getting the food you want. Maybe you want a little Popeye's chicken, some gum and some candy and a box of Newports. And maybe the guard's not so bad.
Yeah, I can help you out.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, you know, Taylor Swift, T. Swifty, who I don't think is the ambassador for New York anymore. I think she took a check and she could give two shits about New York. Because remember last year around this time, she was the ambassador for tourism in New York?
Yeah, I remember that.
And we offered her an eating tour because she was so damn skinny. And right after we offered her the eating tour, I ran into her at a Knicks game. I got a selfie with her. It was a big deal. Everybody was really excited about it. When I say everybody, I mean, you know, me. But
she got fat ass now, though.
What do you mean?
She got added ass. She got, you know, some add-ons.
Oh, she got that Kardashian?
Yeah.
She got them. You know what? They're big business women. They should just cut the bullshit. If they came out with a line of ass products, you know, I know they'll do anything for a buck. And again, I will point it out to him when I speak to him. Howard Stern had Khloe Kardashian on the Iron Rapport. Howard Stern had Khloe Kardashian on his show on Sirius, and he was asking her all kinds of questions, and she said she had DSLs, and he was like, "What's that? Dick sucking lips?" And you know, she was being real flirty and real sexual, and then she called the Frasier twins, the girls that what are their names? Malika and something else. The two little cute black girls that she hangs out with. We call them the Frasier twins. Why do we call them the Frasier twins, G. Monetti?
Because if they take that wig off, they'll look like Joe Frazier after the 15th round.
Okay.
Hair so, matted.
Right. So hair matted. So, you know, she was on there, like, being real sexual. Like, she's a real sexual, you know, and he was asking her about her tits. She said her tits aren't fake. And then the question of that's looming for the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast is, what about that ass? He did not ask about the family ass, okay? And how do we get on this? Oh, you were talking about Taylor Swift. But I'm saying the Kardashians will do anything for a buck.
Right. Right.
They monetized a porno with a 19 or 20 year old Kim Kardashian. They don't give a shit. So why you guys put out some ass pads and call it, the Kardashian ass pads?
Right. She wearing butt pads. She got photographed with butt pads.
Yeah, those aren't real asses.
Right.
None of them have real ass. The ones who have the real asses, they have regular skinny white girl asses. These girls have the most ginormous asses ever. Ever. Like Andre 3000 and the great big boy said, forever, ever, ever, ever? Yes. Them shits are not real.
Why not sell them, right? Yeah, that's
sell
smart.
Them. Like, tell the world all your tricks of the trade, because people are dying putting cement and rubber foam all up in their asses.
Right.
Tell the world the tricks of your trade. Don't just keep it to yourself. That's selfish.
And your husband, he got the Yeezys. You could have the assies.
Yeah, there you go. And we'll give you that free of charge. And you could do it with the Z, just like his Z's. He's got the Yeezys. You could have the assies. More money, more money, more money. Like they said on In Living Color, more money, more money, more money. Yo, check this out. But the reason why I was bringing up Taylor Swift is because, you know, there was a rumor going around that maybe she wasn't a great lover. Now, I have no idea. Now, this is a young girl. I'm imagining her fuck style is buck wild.
Is she?
I don't know. She's 20-something years old. But I try to keep it classy, G. I try to keep it classy. When it comes to the females, I try to keep it classy, okay?
All right.
But there was a rumor going around that the reason why she switches up these men so much is because her fuck style isn't buck wild. Now, she's dating this new actor. He's some British guy. You know, I think British actors are great when they're playing Brits, but don't be coming over here trying to do Boston accents. Don't be coming over here trying to do New York accents. Wheezy, quiet. That's that fucking dog. Shut the fuck up. That fucking dog's about barking all day, I call him. All fucking day he's out there barking. It's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. I'm in the backyard podcasting it because it's the 4th of July. It's all right, Wheezy. But she's dating this actor, Tom Hiddleston, or Hiddleston. I think he's British. He's either British or Irish. I don't know. I never seen him act. You know, he's one of these, like, blokes. He's, like, handsome. You know, he's got the hair. It's brushed back and all that shit. You know, he's all the shit. And this guy, well, the reason why I was bringing this up is because they're saying her fuck style isn't buckwild. That's why she can't keep a man. But now I'm thinking her fuck style might be buckwild because homeboy, who's a star in his own right, was with her wearing a wife beater that said, I love TS. Now, you must have some ill fuck game to have your man walking around in a T-shirt that says, I love TS, meaning I love Taylor Swift. Like,
damn.
G. Monet, have you ever been with a girl that was, like, put it on you so much that you'd walk around with a T-shirt like that?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, homeboy, maybe his fuck style ain't nothing. It take nothing for this guy. Maybe
I don't
his
know.
Fuck style.
I don't know what happened. I'm just pointing out the facts. I'm just delivering the information on this one. Okay,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know about that guy, man.
I don't know about it either, because that's like, he's supposed to be some stud, some, like, you know, superstar leading man guy, and you walk around with a tank top, frolicking around.
Movies.
Huh?
He's a leading man in the movies.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is.
What is he on these streets?
Oh, shit, G. Monetti. What the fuck, man? What's really good, Monetti?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling, bro. Enjoying this weather. And just having a good time, man. That's all. Day after day.
I hear you. I don't know, the beats you're making, the moody beats are just getting better and better. I mean, listen to that right there. My goodness, every day you're sending that heat.
Yes.
That fire.
Yes. We have a treasure trove of funk.
Oh, my goodness.
Forms
it's just
of
over
funk.
And over and over. It's like boatloads of funk.
Yes.
I don't know. All right, we're coming to the end here. I hope everybody had a safe, fantastic 4th of July.
Yes.
I hope there were no incidents. Summer is here. It's time to enjoy yourself, but it's also time to continue to work hard, take care of business. And it's if you're feeling froggy, go to iTunes, leave us a review. If you like us, great. If you don't like us, you know, okay, you could say that too. The reviews are great on iTunes for us.
And the tour, Minneapolis, we coming out there.
Yo, Minnesota, July 28th, we're coming. Milwaukee, July 29th, yes, we're coming. Chicago, the 31st, we're coming live and direct. Me and G Monetti, the Gringo Mandingo live. It's like a fucking monster movie. G Moody and the Gringo Mandingo live. That's a fucking world tour. I mean, that's a fucking banner. That's something. Yes. How else do you want to sell out something? Put it on your marquee. G Moody rhymes with duty, and the Gringo Mandingo live July 28th in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
For sure.
All right, Monetti. Listen, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We'll be back later in the week. That's it, man. We're done. Listen to this funk. Enjoy it. All the beats are on SoundCloud. If you want all the Moody beats, go to SoundCloud. What do you got to look up, G Monetti? Where is it?
Just Moody Beats. Type it in and leave a review or rate or something, whatever.
I know those reviews are going to be all 5 stars. Them beats are banging. I'm impressed. Like, you have a talent. You have a gift. And if there's any MCs or any friends who have MCs, get on there and spit some shit for us. And if you spit some shit, we would definitely play it on here. I know there's got to be some MCs that want to get on those beats. Some of those beats are just ridiculous, man.
Yes.
I mean, they are just dirty, man. Sometimes I play the Moody Beats on SoundCloud in my car, and I'm just rocking. My son is looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Like, you got to go to the bathroom? Does your stomach hurt? I'm like, nah, I'm rocking out right here. I'm soul rocking.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, it's very impressive. You have a talent. Anyway, it's the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, and we're out.